to the Athletes in Motion podcast, From Race to Recovery, with your hosts, Tom Riegel and Kenny Bailey.
Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Tom. How are you?
I am fantastic as well, because we have Jordan Shaw back on the show. We're catching back up. What are we, was this catch up number two, catch up number three? I'm losing count. We're having such a great time with our triathlete's journey. It's been fantastic to follow along on everybody's story. And Jordan, we're here. Give us the update. Where are we? How many weeks out are we from the race?
And where's your baseball hat? Because
where's things going?
Well, I'm 14 weeks out from the race, and I know that because my coach reminded me, hey, you're 14 weeks out from the race. You need to get going.
Coaches are good for that.
Absolutely. No, overall, things are going well. So, you know, it's interesting when you sign up for one of these races that life doesn't just stop and allow you to train all the time. So you still have to, you know, deal with traveling for work, and you have to deal with vacations with family, and you have to, you know, deal with all those things. Oh, and by the way, you have a race you're training for. So like I said, my coach reminded me I'm 14 weeks out from said race. But yeah, overall it's going well.
Oh, good.
Good. Good. And you were at the triathlon we were at. So got the photo. How did that go for you?
I did what I set out to do on every race, and I crossed the finish line.
Nice. There you go. So to let people know, you did the national try. It was a sprint distance. Were you doing, or are you doing Olympic?
I did the sprint.
And the sprint. Music City.
So walk it. Yeah. Sorry. The new Music City try. Sorry, guys. copyright. You know, 2023.
Team Magic. So
Team Magic. Shout out. Sorry. Give us a little bit more other than, you know, we ran across the line. Was the swim feel good? Did the bike feel comfortable? Was the run painful yet, you know?
How was the Cumberland River?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that swim?
That was interesting. So that was my first river swim.
Okay.
I've done open water. All were in the lake or in a lake. Mm-hmm. So that was the first dealing with the current. And all of that, but and not being able to see anything in the river because it is
the Cumberland River. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very dirty. But you know, it was very short distance, so you know, 5 minutes I was out, but it was still a interesting swim to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then nothing the bike like, turned out well. Yeah, no kidding. Right. So
yeah, and bike then, turned out great.
Good. Good, good.
Why?
So that's a fun course.
What made the bike great? Just you felt good on it? What was the
all of the above? So I had not I've been doing a lot of training on my trainer and Peloton, but I had not been on the road this year. So that was my first on the road.
Wow. Yeah. June 4th was the race, right? June 4th or June 5th, which was it? Anyway.
One of those,
it's too. Beginning of June, the first weekend in June.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've put in, you know, a few hundred miles on the trainer this year, but had not been out on the road. It's just been one of those years between work and travel and all that.
That's what happens. So
it was good. I've gotten some new pedals put in the day before because that's what you do.
That's what you do. Yeah. Checking all the boxes here, Jordan.
All the boxes. Yeah.
Didn't touch the road. New pedals. You know.
New pedals. New aero bars. You know, I was doing that race really just to kind of, you know, train and see where I was at on various things. So it was a good experience. I learned that I've got to come see Tom for a fitting, but I didn't get to fit that into my schedule.
We were trying.
Yeah.
We tried to wedge it in.
Yeah.
Well, and I think Tom and I are going to try to do a follow on sort of podcast about the idea of a B race, you know, the importance of going through that process, even though, you know, it was only a sprint, right? It was a sprint distance for you. You're going for a half, but the process of, you know, getting your stuff together and, you know, making sure you're checking all the boxes and what the transition feels like and all that. Did you feel good about that kind of transition and stuff? Is there areas that you're like, okay, I need to, other than, you know, get used to my pedals?
Yeah. Yes and no. Transition area closed at 7 a.m. that morning. And I know that because I got there at 6:54. I left the house. I got 15 minutes away from the house and realized I'd forgotten my goggles.
So oh my gosh.
And that, you know, between 15 minutes back and then 15 minutes to get to where I was at, it put me 30 minutes behind. So I, as soon as I got in the transition area, they were hollering all athletes out of transition.
Out.
Yeah.
So I just kind of threw my stuff in there really fast. Mm-hmm. Didn't get to lay it out like I normally would. Mm-hmm. So definitely when I get to Ironman, not going to make that mistake. Yeah, mistake.
Are you generally when, some people like will get really worked up or freaked out or whatever else. Are you the kind of person that's like, well, you know, okay, I don't have a lot of time. Can you push that out of your brain or does that kind of gnaw on you a little bit? Or you're like, you know, hey, you know, I got to focus on this.
No, I mean, because as I mentioned before, I'm not really going out there to try to get a podium or anything like that. I'm just going out there to train, go through the exercise, you know, learn how I can do better and just, you know, have a good time. So, you know, it threw me off a little bit in the beginning just because I was so rushed to get everything in there, but it didn't affect my race overall.
Yeah. And sometimes that rush happened in California. The buses were completely late and the race has already started and we're still standing there waiting for the bus to show up. And that sometimes that's actually, look at me, I'm glowing. What is
you are?
Hold on.
It's like the heavens have opened and
because what I'm talking about is so important. But sometimes it's also good because you don't have time to think, right? You don't sit there and regurgitate, right? You're just like, I gotta go. And you're not, you know, heavily processing. So those little accidents can be sometimes a happy accident, right? So,
right. Yeah.
And I think for that one, the transition closed at 7, but the race really didn't start till 7:30.
Correct.
So, it was, your transition area was a little bit of a mess, but you had 30 minutes to calm yourself down and get back into race mode and kind of go through that and wander all the way up to where the swim start was. And I don't know how far back in the pack were you for the start? I mean,
I was actually towards the front.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
That's handy.
Well, the sprint anyway.
So you're just elbowing people as you're
like, yeah.
Move.
Get out my way. So.
And fortunately, they put all the Nashville Tri Club together. So I had people that I knew in lines. Yeah, it was a good time to talk and calm down and not even really think about the fact that after I got out of the water, I had to throw on some shoes that were not untied and not in the right place and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So now you've got 14 weeks. Is it your coach talked to you, it's starting, you got to start turning the wheel. What is the one area that you're trying to, is there a focus area or is it just, you know, nice consistency now for the next 14 weeks?
It's really consistency. I mean, I've been able to do all the distance independently, just really building up the ability and the stamina to do them all together in one day. So just kind of continuing to build on that. It went out yesterday here in Florida. There was it's beautiful. It's a rural 29-mile. It has one curve in it. It's completely flat asphalt path.
Wow.
It's great. So I went out and I did 15 out and 15 back. So 30 miles on that. Felt good at the end of that. So I'm going to go out this weekend and try to do the whole thing, which will put me a little bit over the Ironman, the 70.3 distance for the ride.
Nice.
What is the course going to be like for you for the 70.3? Is it a hilly course? I don't remember.
They say the bike is rolling hills, so I'm not sure what that means. And
hills. Texas rollers, right? Which is 8% grade for 2 miles. But
the run is all downtown Augusta, and it's
just great.
In and out. So I don't think there's a lot of hills on the run.
Yeah,
And then it's also a super fast swim. So I think the hills on the bike is the problem. So I'm going to focus on getting the distance down while I'm here and have access to this phenomenal path that I found.
Absolutely.
And then when I get back home in Tennessee in July, I really focus on the hill work.
Yeah. Of the three disciplines, which ones are you the most comfortable with and which ones are you sort of trying to focus on?
Cycling is the most comfortable, I'd say secondly by swim, and then run is definitely, there's no comfort there at all.
Is your plan on the run to do like a run walk? Is it run the whole thing? What's your goal?
I hope to run the whole thing. So I did the St. Paddy Day half marathon in Nashville. And I ran 11 miles and then walked a mile and then finished out running.
Nice.
It was just a little over 3 hours. So my goal is to get below 3 hours and run the whole 13 miles.
Nice. Okay. Very nice.
Yeah. Good goal.
So what is it? So it sounds like it's just base at this point for the 14 weeks, or is it build? It's probably build at this point, right?
Yeah, it's build.
Should be okay. Build. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does the training look like aside from you going out and hitting the bike? Is there a, what's your typical week or untypical week look like?
It has been, you know, two runs, two bikes, two swims, you know, to get that base. But now, like this week, I think I had three bikes I was supposed to do, and then one less swim, I believe, or something like that. So it is changing up a little bit to get more distance and build.
Okay. Sounds good.
In Florida, you have access to a pool, or you do an open water, or when do you plan on jumping into kind of open water again?
Yeah, I have access to a pool. So nice. I'm Central Florida, so there's obviously plenty of water around here, but not at the beach.
Yeah. The things bite you in that ocean.
You just gotta watch. Well, in the lakes in Florida, there's there's gators and things that are
gators.
So you gotta keep an eye out for those too.
Yeah.
So there's a really nice swim facility right in Orlando that has a 50-yard pool and a 25-yard pool.
Nice.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah.
Indoors or outdoors? Outdoors?
Indoors.
Indoors. Okay.
Wow. Nice.
There's. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, it sounds like then food going well. I mean, diet, you're not worried about that. You just sort of eat what you eat, or are you trying to be a little bit more careful about sort of intake now?
No, I've been maintaining and trying to maintain around 2000 calories a day.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some days I go above that, but I try to you know, build what I'm doing that day as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think it sounds like you're pretty on track. It sounds, you know, like, you know, you're taking whatever bump and you just gonna move with it and kind of go, right? Is that the thing?
Yeah, I mean, other than, like I said, I got a little off track just on the regiment of the schedule because of work travel and personal travel, all of that, but trying to get back in the groove of that and continue to build.
Good. And no injuries, nagging stuff going on. You just sort of
got to quit.
Knock on wood. Sorry. I got to knock on something. So sorry.
I'm joking. Yeah. No, I'm
tearing ACL next week, and it's my fault. So.
Kenny is
you bastard.
He's the jinx of everything.
Oh, sorry.
So far, so good.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, it sounds like the path. You're on the path, and you're moving along. So, just getting through the bumps of scheduling and getting the training in. I think that's everyone's biggest challenge. I think it's something that, you know, we like to talk to everyone about, that it's perfect to set up these weeks and these training things, but realistically life takes over and family is super important, and we need to make sure that the family time is there.
I suppose.
Maybe not for Kenny. I mean, see, talk to Lori and see what she says.
Family.
You know, it's important to try to, I don't think there's a true balance. And I think we talk about balance sometimes about, oh, you need to balance all this stuff. I don't think there's really a balance. I think there's a point where you tip to one side or the other, and you're going to have to swing back and forth a little bit. And I think that's important for everyone to understand that, you're going to have some where you're knocking it out of the park. And then there's times where you're just going to have to cut back a little bit because you have other obligations.
Yeah.
And somehow it all works out in the end.
So, yeah. You said you just got to get across the finish line. That's it. So.
That's exactly right. I mean, and there are times, matter of fact, last week I did a ride at midnight. I had a light on my bike, went out. I stayed on the side road, so I wasn't in the traffic, but.
Wow. Impressive. He's a better man than I.
There you go.
So I'm at 3 hours of sleep already.
And he's out. Let's get it
in. I was going to say, awesome. Well, cool. Well, thanks for giving us the update. We're enjoying, like I said, we're enjoying following along, and we will be checking in again in a few weeks. Thanks everybody for listening. Your questions, comments, thumbs up, 5 stars, all that good stuff. Helps the ratings, help our algorithms, and don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe to both the audio and the YouTube channel, because our wonderful, beautiful faces here, you should see. They're fantastic. I think it's worthwhile. It's worth the free subscription. So thanks, everybody, again. And until the next time, we'll talk to you then.